Yay! Awesome. Okay, Molly, I would like to hand over the controls to you. Let's find out what we're up to today.
All right. Well, welcome everybody. It's so good to be here with all of you and sharing timeless space together. So we're going to take a journey. Let's see. Is the microphone still picking someone up? Oh, Stephanie, yes. We're just going to mute you, Stephanie. Just
Gotcha. Yeah.
Oh. All right, microphones are very sensitive. So we're going to take a journey into the White Fountain. We've been invited by the beings there, and we're but before we do, before we start the process, I'd just like to go over a few things with you so that you have some understanding of what we're going to be doing once we're there. So, first of all, I just want to discuss three concepts with you that come out of the Huna wisdom of the South Pacific, Hawaii, and it's their kind of mapping of human consciousness, and they see the human consciousness, or that there's actually three beings that make up who we are. And in Western terms, we can think of this as the subconscious, the conscious, and the superconscious. So just going to describe each one of these briefly, just to give you a little background there. So the Unihili Pili, that is like the unconscious slash subconscious mind, and the Unihili Pili generates emotions and is the seat of memory. All of these beings, each of these three beings, create chi or prana, life force energy, which is called mana in the Huna perspective. So you have this subconscious being that in some respects can act independently. If we're not cohesive within ourselves, the subconscious is like a child, and it can be a wild child. So that's the Unihili Pili. The Uhane is our conscious mind. It does not have memory, but it is rational. It can think logically. It can think in abstract terms. So the Uhane is where we generally operate from, while we access the Unihili Pili for the memories. So the Amakua is what would be considered the superconscious or the higher self. It's the parent being, or if we're cohesive, it's the parent being. So sometimes there is no parent in this relationship here between these three beings that make us up. So that just gives you a background of one way we can look at human consciousness. It's a real nice way to look at it, and the lady speaks in those terms in this transmission that I'm going to read to you, because she is aware that several of us, Jason and Mary and myself, and then some of us a number of years ago actually studied some of the Huna wisdom. So the transmission is this, and this came several months ago while the Sri Yantra, before the Sri Yantra had actually even been named. So it had come into being, and I'm sure Mary and Jason had already worked with it, but and so the lady was speaking of the Sri Yantra alchemy, and the lady speaks. The
Hey,
alchemy
Molly.
activates. Yes,
I was going to say, well, everybody probably does know who the Lady of the White Fountain is.
Oh, yes, yes, give a little background. So for it, if any of you don't know, the a number of years ago, I did a regression hypnotherapy session to do past life regression. And interestingly enough, instead of going into past lives, I went into other aspects of myself that were quite alien to life on Earth. And which is often the like was the case with Dolores Cannon when she was, you know, that's kind of what started a lot of her books and whatnot. Was she was a lot of people were experiencing this. So there are volunteers like myself. This is often what comes up when we do past life regressions. Although just as a side note, it doesn't mean we didn't have past lives here on Earth. But in this regression, one of the places that I visited was the what I call the White Fountain Temple. And in this temple, I encountered these beings who created a like a signal line or a link with me, and they would communicate this being who's very feminine looking and who I call the Lady of the White Fountain. They don't call themselves that. This is what I call them because it's the best way I can describe them. But the lady, these beings at the White Fountain, there's a lady who speaks to me, and she speaks to me to Jason. And so there's been a lot of work that we've done over the years through direction from the beings of the White Fountain, including a Hieros Gamos ceremony, which is Hieros Gamos means sacred marriage, where we did planetary work, where one of the outcomes of that the timing was that Gaia actually transcended at that time. And so Gaia has actually, her spirit has actually ascended along to, a number of years ago now. And it's not that her influence is still here on this planet, but anyway, so that's a background, a little background of the beings of the White Fountain. And the lady from time to time will have messages for Jason. And sometimes he has questions that I pose to her and then she'll respond. And so the lady speaks. And again, this was 2 months ago. The alchemy, the Sriyantra alchemy, activates that within the higher aspect of self, the Amakua. This higher or master operating system aligns with the intent of the master being that is the alchemy. These alchemical geometries unfold not only for the purpose of the carrier being or Uhane who takes in the alchemy, but also to unpackage into the 4D level where the wandering ghosts or Unihipili are. These Unihipili have become wandering ghosts. So these are these subconscious fragments. They are abandoned fragments of human souls, the subconscious and unconscious wanderers that became sleepwalkers, doing the will of the hidden forces that had commanded the emotional focus of most humans because they were so easily misled. They were easily trained to surrender their pure essence, their innocence, their inner feeling being. The Kinderlight and Legionnaires, which we can discuss at another time, have and are doing great work, but they cannot breach the prime directive of returning these ghosts to their rightful selves. These ghosts, albeit unwittingly, freely gave themselves away to their predator masters. Now, as these predators are being disassembled to be recycled or reassembled elsewhere, these ghosts need to be called home to their Amakua's 3D Earth Uhane. The alchemy gives the carrier humans the conscious and metaconscious right, by Jason's decree, to shine the compassionate light of truth on these wandering Unihipili, so that the human, that is the 3D consciousness, the Uhane, may see this previously hidden or lost aspect of themselves and call it back home for reunification. This will not be comfortable or easy for many as they see the truth of what might be called their dark side or their shadow selves. Many will be in denial and many will experience agonies, but those who perform compassionate forgiveness will reclaim tremendous power. This forgiveness is, of course, directed to the predators as well as for themselves. So this is Molly speaking now, of course. So in discussing this with Jason, what he suggested that we do is, because we have the ability, so actually I'm going to back up a little bit here. So the lady had talked to me before she did that transmission, and essentially what she was saying is that the those that take the alchemy can shine light from their amakua, or from their higher selves, that will literally bring light to the hidden places, the unresolved and quite frankly absconded subconscious entities that are a part of every human, but have unwittingly agreed since childhood to be servants of the 4D predator. You know, we gave ourselves away because of the societal programming, the conditioning, the, whatever it is, the MK Ultra, whatever it was that programmed us to not be cohesive with our subconscious. So those of us on this call, I'm sure most of us or all of us or many of us have been doing our shadow work for a long time. So I do not anticipate this being a very painful process for most of us, but there could be stuff that sifts up. But what Jason suggested is that we, through the energy of the Sri Yantra, it's not the only role of the master being that is Sri Yantra, but part of this role that it can perform with us, with our higher selves, not our conscious mind, but our higher selves, is to shine this light so that in this case, our own soul fragments can be returned to us. So we, part of our work that we're doing in this, year 2020 is to become, to reintegrate ourselves. And the more we reintegrate, the more we are able to bring in these incredible codes of light that are coming in right now and that are shifting our DNA and really kind of helping to transform us so that we can be vessels of what's happening on this planet with the Great Harvest and these beautiful things that are happening that are kind of opening us up into new earth. So what we are going to do together is journey into the White Fountain, and we are going to be offering ourselves with the alchemy to really let this light shine, and then we're just going to get out of the way, but we're not doing this healing for ourselves. So let's be very clear that we're doing this healing, or I wouldn't even call it a healing, but just really kind of turning this energy on for everybody but ourselves. So we're going to really just make this a practice of stepping into service to others. All right, so let us begin. So now would be a good time to make yourself comfortable. If you want, we can just take a few moments here, a minute, so that if you want to take alchemy or place it by you or on your altar, you can just have that for yourself. So I'm going to do the same. So. And for those of you that don't have the alchemy, you're in the field, you are getting the energies from the alchemy. So you are 100% here with us. So settle into your comfortable place, making any adjustments to your clothing and whatever else you need to do. And take a deep, full breath in And a long, slow sigh of an exhale. Deep breathing in. Long, slow exhale. And as you exhale, allow yourself to melt into the earth. Allowing your mind to be like a stone floating down through water, through a sea of energy, releasing, letting go, surrendering to gravity. Every breath releasing any tension, relaxing your face, your jaw. Relax your ears. Relax your chest and shoulders. Waves of relaxation moving down your arms to your hands. Feeling the energy in your hands, your palms, as the waves of energy move through your chest, down your spine, down your belly, relaxing your hips, relaxing your tailbone, and flowing down your legs, knees, calves, relaxing your ankles and your feet, and feeling that warm, tingling energy in your soles of your feet, palms of your hand, and surrounding your body in a field of protective energy. Breath is long, slow, deep, and soft. Your body is clear, like sunlight shining through water. Every cell vibrating in liquid light. As the pebble of our mind floats deeper down through the sea of chi, we see the waves of light moving in front of us, shifting our consciousness as if we were changing a channel on a screen. We see ourselves in a field of flowers, a beautiful meadow of light, and our hearts feel joyful and lifted. We look around and see our smiling faces in an atmosphere of festivity and the excitement of anticipation. Perhaps some of us are even giggling and dancing and wiggling our toes as we feel the softness of the grass below us. And now shift your focus to the flowers in this meadow. And as we look around, we see that every flower is unique. Every flower sings its own song, shines its unique signature of light and color and shape and texture. Allow your eyes to wander until they set upon a flower that perhaps speaks to you. And know that that flower is inviting you to pick it. So take a few moments and find your flower. And pick the flower and then hold it in your hands and gaze upon this beautiful flower. Notice its shape, how it feels in your hands. See the leaves, the stipules, the petals, whether it has pollen in it, perhaps it has many little flowers, or it's just one flower. See the colors, see how the light of the sun interacts with the flower. So we find our flower, we notice its shape and color, texture and light. And as we are interacting with our flower, allow your non-speaking mind through your heart to communicate with this flower. Feel the connection. And now we hear a bell, a beautiful deep toning bell, calling us, calling our attention to look up, and we see there's a shimmering lake and a beautiful glass boat on it, a barge. It looks like an Egyptian bark made out of crystalline glass. And we walk towards this crystal bark. And as we get closer, we see that there are two golden beings of light on either side of the ramp, inviting us in, guiding us on to step onto the bark. And one by one, we enter onto this vessel. The ramp is pulled in, and we start to move away from the shore, away from the meadow. Feel the sunlight and the breeze through your hair and against your skin. And now shift your gaze back on your flower and hold your attention through the journey on your flower. So keep your eyes on the flower. And as we move forward, we can feel the movement of the bark as it floats across the water silently. And as we move forward, we feel a mist forming against our skin as we enter through a beautiful fog of mist. This is very special mist. It vibrates and excites the cells of our body. It invigorates and refreshes. Keep your focus on the flower as this magical mist surrounds each and every one of us. We are cloaked in this mist. The only thing we can see is our flower. Focusing our mind as a transformation takes place. We feel the dance of the sunlight through this mist. Even though we don't see the sun, we can feel its energy. We feel the water infused with energy surrounding us as mist. Now we hear a chiming of bells, and the mist starts to clear. We can see our hands, and we can hear that the boat has reached the shore. So you can bring your gaze forward as the ramp goes down, and we are guided one by one off the bark. And we notice that we are all wearing cloaks of white now. And as we walk forward barefoot on the shore, we see that it's a beautiful island, a garden island that is somehow otherworldly and magical. We hear birds like we've never heard before, and see butterflies and dragonflies and beautiful lizards. And we know that this place is alive with creation, that it is a part of creation. And we see that there's a temple. And as we approach this temple, we see there are stairs in front of us. Now, for each of us today, there are a different number of stairs. So for however many stairs there are for you, leave your flower at the alcove at the top of the stairs. You can leave your flower as an offering. And once you've left your flower, we'll once again walk towards the temple, and we see that there are these very tall beings, magnificent beings, that are in this open air temple awaiting us, greeting us, love shining palpably from their hearts and eyes, from their palms of their hands held up in greeting. They're smiling in love and are so happy and joyful that you are here, that you have heeded their invitation. They invite you to sit down, and we'll sit down around the fountain. The fountain is lower today, so it's low enough where we can sit in a circle with our knees touching. So all of us will make a circle around the fountain, and as the fountain bubbles up, there's a beautiful sphere, a crystal sphere that rotates in the bubbling water. And we are being asked to place our awareness in our hearts. So feel your heart and smile into your heart. Allow your joy, your heart, to entrain with the joy shining from the beings of the white fountain. So smile with the smile behind your eyes and smile into your heart. Fill your heart with the love you have for creation, for waterfalls and puppies and children and grandchildren and parents, and all the love we have for this earth, for waterfalls and rainbows and whatever it is, just fill your heart with this overflowing love. And now we shine that love down to the center of the earth, to the crystalline consciousness of the earth. And feel the earth shining back her love back into your heart. Feel that connection, heart to heart. And now we shine our heartfelt love, connecting through the sun, through the center of the galaxy, to the great central sun in the center of the universe, to source, feeling that massive love, that infinite love shining into your heart, feeling your heart growing in love, shining until all of us, our circle of each otherness, including these beings of the White Fountain who are in the circle with us, we are all surrounded by this love. And now the crystal ball in the center of the fountain starts to grow and grow and grow in light, until we are being flooded with codes, pulsing like rainbow, golden, crystalline light surrounding us. And let us hold this space. Let us hold this space, knowing that our higher selves are consciously connected to the beings of the White Fountain, even if our lower conscious, our Uhane mind, our thinking mind, let's just keep that out of the way and allow our higher selves to do the work, to allow ourselves to be a portal for love and light. And now we send out the light through our higher selves in this field of rainbow, crystalline, golden light, and let us shine our light on each other. We are being supported and reinforced by the beings of the White Fountain. Let us send our healing love to each other through our higher selves. So let's just sit back. And if you want to occupy your mind with something, just visualize the light pulsing from the golden orb, from the crystalline orb, sending out waves of golden, crystalline, rainbow-esque light pulsing through each and every one of us. So we will be silent for the next 10 minutes or so as we hold ourselves in this fifth dimensional field of light, knowing that we are here for each other. The Sri Yantra Alchemy is connecting to our higher selves and speaking the language of light with the beings of the White Fountain. The codes are activating.
plasmic pulses of crystalline light are increasing, amplifying. Feel this pulsing through your being, allowing yourself to be a lighthouse, a beacon of radiant light to shine on our fellow beings here, allowing ourselves to be in service to each other. The pulses of plasmic light are amplifying greater and greater, allow your awareness to see our circle of fellow super beings and notice that the light is shining so brightly from those that we see, that we can only imagine that our own light is as bright. Amplify this light, offering your light in service, staying out of the way of how that light will act, knowing that the alchemy and our higher selves will guide the process. And now we begin to integrate the crystal orb returns to a smaller size. Allow yourself to integrate the codes of light. Crystalline light coursing through your beings. Feeling, sensing the integration of the subconscious, the inner child, the lost, the lonely, the abandoned, pieces of ourself return to the arms of our parent self. Integration has been activated, initiated, and is processing through us. Every inhale, we welcome in the lost pieces of ourselves. Every exhale, a gift of unification, of stepping into a fuller embodiment of our multi-dimensional self, integrating ourselves into unity consciousness, as vessels of service, to each other, and for the great mystery that is the unfoldment, the blossoming, the expansion that we are collectively experiencing. We are supported by our brothers and sisters in other realms, by the masters, the angelic beings, by our guides, our team. And now place your hands on your belly and make a circle, slow circles around the navel area, helping to integrate and fully embody these energies. Taking a deep breath in, a long, slow exhale. We rise from our seated position at the temple. And we see that the beings of light are beaming with joy and light, even greater than we had witnessed before. And they tell us that we will be lighthouses as we walk in the 3D world, knowing that there's nothing for us to do to judge, to place with this energy. Just know that your light will activate those wandering ghosts to help them remember where their home is. We are being escorted out of the temple now, and as we file out one by one, the beings are handing each and every one of us a beautiful single rose, each of us a color that is the color for us. And they are telling us that if you would like, you can keep this rose in your heart in remembrance of these codes of light, a gift from Sri Yantra, and from the beings of the white fountain. As we walk barefoot from the temple on the soft ground down the steps, we see that the crystal bark is waiting for us, shimmering with effervescent light. And we are guided back on by the tall golden beings, one by one, escorted up the ramp, back onto the bark. And the bark moves away from the shore and back in through the mist, feeling the refreshing light kissing our skin. Breathe in deeply the mist, the negative ions charging you up, helping to anchor this light, this energy, these codes in your body's memory. And now we move through the mist and we see the meadow of flowers. One by one, we pad back onto the soft grass of the meadow. And now we each find a place to lie down, looking at this beautiful sky. The clouds are lined with color as if they are more alive than we've ever realized. But the clouds are living, being, sentient life. We see birds flying above us and butterflies and dragonflies as if they followed us from the temple. Everything seems charged with extra super life. As our eyes get accustomed to this fourth and fifth density consciousness, we know that we can invoke this, invoke these codes of light in us at any time, remembering the rose and remembering the diamond golden light, the crystalline light shimmering around you, shimmering through your body, and in your field of awareness. Remembering this, especially as we interact with nature, in a park, in our yard, with our houseplant, our animals. Remembering these codes of light are in us. So now settle into the meadow, allowing your body to sink into the earth. And then close your eyes from the meadow, feeling your belly once again. And when you're ready, you can wiggle your toes and your fingers. Gently move and stretch. Or you can stay right where you are in the meadow, allowing yourself to integrate. And so I think we're going to end the call now, so that those who want to continue with their integration can do so quietly. So Mary, if that's okay, if you wouldn't mind ending the call. And I love you all very much, and I thank you for the healing that you gave me, and I'm so grateful. For truly I was here to share in the healing of each and every one of you. And I honor you. And thank you. And thank you, Mary. Good night, everyone.
Good night.